strength, so we flexing. Gave us the power, so we flexing. He's showing out, that's why we flexing.
Yo, 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 we are back. Episode 16 of season 2 of the Not the Same podcast, hosted by One Word, C. Micah, that one word over there, Mr. Rob Redeem. We are very, very glad and gracious and happy to be back with y'all for another Not the Same podcast sports show. Like some spokes. That boy sitting on spokes. Nah, sports show. Very, very happy to be with y'all, man. Before we even get started, Hagans, man, get out of our notes, brother. Get out of our notes.
Yeah, man. He ready.
Good evening, D. Good to see you, sis. If you are watching us right now on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or some pirated stream, like it over there too with your pirating selves. But please do what you see on the screen and about right now, hit that like button. Please do that. Also, if you have not subscribed to Not the Same Podcast, go ahead and do that. Don't wait. Do not delay. And lastly, hit that notification bell so you can be notified when we do our shows that may be like every other week, like last night when we had the Bible study. And P.S., if you missed the Bible study, you missed a very good one. Go back and replay that, man. Check it out. If you in within the body, if you here just for sports, hey, no offense. But, hey, since you ain't doing nothing, go look at the Bible study.
Go look at it, man. We want to give a shout out to our MTMV. Famo, we ain't want to get them motherfuckers any problems. Yeah, we want to give a shout out to all of our MTMV Famo that's going on. Hey, it's playoff time, man, and it's a lot of stuff going on over there with our fam. It's a lot of boxing matches. So shout out to our Famo over at the MTMV umbrella. You dig what I'm saying? Life Show TV, Takeover Radio, Praise 365, Scooter, Parable Radio, RYC Praise News with our homeboy Orlando Page, His Hop, Who's Hop, His Hop Radio and Podcast Network out there in Vegas, our man Sam Stewart, Mr. His Hop himself. And the 520 Collective, shout out to our man Eric Boston. This is his season. I got to give Eric Boston his props because he is he's such a baseball fan. He plays fantasy baseball. I don't even know how it happens. But he plays fantasy baseball. So shout out to our homeboy Eric Boston, the 520 Collective.
Eric Boston, 520 Collective.
Always show mad love, man. That's our brother. And he's a fantasy baseball player. I don't know how it happens, but hey, do your thing, bro. Do your thing. Mm-hmm.
I know nothing about it, but salute. But this is for sure. Salute to baseball.
Right.
Go baseball. Go Cardinals. Don't forget
it. Yeah, go Cardinals.
We suck. And I know we trash right now, but you know Hagans. You know Hagans baseball fan as well.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say, man, ever since Yachty left, man, it's been a problem.
It's been different.
Hashtag, let Yachty be the coach.
Hey, we show love to baseball. Look at the ticker, man. The ticker got baseball scores down there. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah. All right, man, let's go and get into what's popping, man.
Somebody tell me what's poppin'.
All right, here's our what's popping segment. Number one, let's get started with the NBA latest news. There's some stuff going on. Let them know, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on in the NBA, man. Listen, the Hawks get the number one pick. Now, some may be excited about it, but in this draft class, they're saying this draft class is so weak that the number one pick would be number 7 to all the way down to 13 in any other draft class. That's what the experts say.
That's what they say.
All know, look at Jokic. Going on into Jokic, won his third MVP, and he was the last pick in the second round. So let's look at this, man. My man's won the award in 2021, 2022, and again right now in 2024. You can say what you want. I felt like SGA should have gotten it, but he didn't. No big deal. No. I'm not mad that Jokic got it. You dig what I mean? Because Jokic is truly showing y'all, and we'll talk about it a little later when we get into Debate Fuel, about how good Jokic really is, and we're seeing that on a national level. So that's your NBA news. You got anything for him on that NBA side? See?
One thing, Brunson, he's almost catching up with who was the star for the Knicks? I can't remember. Bernard King. He has had 5 40-point games in the playoffs. One more, he's going to be caught up with Bernard King. So that's on him. Brunson has been hurt, man. If you've been watching that series, it's been a real seesaw-ish. But it seemed like the Knicks kind of had to leave. But we'll talk about that a little bit more. But, yeah, that's my NBA news by Brunson, man. He's beasting out there, man. On the side note, man. Listen, Stephen A. Smith and most of New York people wanted a superstar. He's a superstar they didn't want. But this man is MVP level out there in the playoffs. He is our height, and they cannot stop him.
No.
He cannot be stopped.
No.
That dude is hooping, man. Boy, he big as all outside, too.
Hey, but they don't call him big body Brunson for nothing, bro. Like, hey, look, man, I don't really talk about people's head, but when somebody's head bigger than mine, I get a chance to say something. You dig?
That boy got 6 head. Go ahead, bro.
Moving right along.
Big head, one word.
Big head, one word. I can say it. You know what I mean? Members only. Members only. We can say something. Moving on to WNBA news.
Yes.
WNBA news, man. Opening night last night has some stuff. Of course, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about opening. Caitlin Clark. Shout out to our home girl, C, with Sports Talk, with C, who was in the building.
You know, in the building last night.
A part of the MTMV famo. She has credentials for the Connecticut Sun. And she mm-hmm. watched her son beat up on Caitlin Clark 91-71 last night. Alyssa Thomas had a triple-double. But mm-hmm. getting over to Caitlin Clark for her WNBA debut. Let me tell y'all something. Connecticut Sun beat her. They beat sleeves off of her last night.
Yes,
they beat her up.
Yes,
she went to it. I mean, she to the point where she had 10 turnovers. That's the most turnovers mm-hmm. in a WNBA debut. But mm-hmm. she did have 20 points. She shot 5 mm-hmm. for 15 from the field, 4 for 11 mm-hmm. behind the arc, and she went perfect from the line at 6 for 6. Mm-hmm. If anybody is saying, oh, this is a bust, let me tell y'all about the Caitlin Clark effect.
Mm-hmm.
The Sun sold out last night, Connecticut Sun, for the first time since 2008. That just mm-hmm. goes to show you the star power. So she's going to make her adjustments. And, yeah, she cried, and she looked like baby LeBron out there crying every 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. They clamped her. And mm-hmm. we'll talk about that a little more in the debate fuel. In other news, Aces beat the Mercury last night, 89-80. And Asia Wilson, bro, let me tell y'all, Asia Wilson is a beast, bro. She is a beast.
Yes, sir.
30-17 last night.
Man,
17 boards. If you try, don't play with it. And they won. And there was no Brittany Griner. She's out. She got hurt. She got a foot structure or whatnot. So she's not gonna be there. The Lynx beat the Storm last night. If you don't know who the Lynx are Minnesota's female team to the Timberwolves, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. they beat the Seattle Storm 83-73. Career high for Atlanta Smith with 22 last night. Mm-hmm. Agumake, Chiwi Agumake. Had 22 points for the Storm in their loss. And last mm-hmm. but not least, the Liberty beat the Mystics 85-80. And Jonquel Jones had 25 points in the win. So if y'all don't know who Jonquel Jones, that is the
she's nice.
Mm-hmm. She's the big in the middle, and mm-hmm. she holds that thing together. So that was a WNBA debut. I think they did a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
They streamed Mystics and they streamed the Mystics Liberty game at the same time the Fever and Sun game was going on. Mm-hmm. And all games were available last night if you had the WNBA mm-hmm. League Pass. If you're trying to get mm-hmm. into the WNBA League Pass, I think it's like $12 a month. Try it.
Yeah.
Go, give it a try. You know what I mean?
A couple of more additions to WNBA news. One, big salute. Let me do this. Number one, Asia Wilson. Gets a Nike shoe. She got her own shoe deal. She got a Nike deal. Also, let's give another one because we thought only Caitlin Clark. Let's give one to, what's my girl for LSU?
Angel Reese.
She got a deal with Reebok. You know what I'm saying? Also in the WNBA, they signed a collective bargaining agreement, which means they're getting more money. That's also good. Also, they got chartered flights now.
Yeah.
Also, and we're going to call all this the Caitlin Clark effect. You can hate all you want, but also, and part of the reason that happens because the same airport that Rob was in when it happened, she had some problems. She got mob trying to get through Dallas
DFW.
Airport.
DFW.
All right. And then lastly, for the WNBA, salute to the two new teams that got added, Toronto and Golden State.
Golden State,
for some reason, they call themselves the Valkyries and have the Sacramento Kings colors. I don't understand it. That why? You know, if you're going to be Sacramento's WNBA team or go with them colors, being Sacramento, you should have had the same Golden State Warriors colors, in my opinion. That's just me. Just like the Minnesota Lynx.
Like the Lynx.
It's basically the female version of the Wolves. They're not literally the Wolves, but they have the same color scheme and everything. I think that's smart, in my opinion. But anyway.
Yeah. It goes hand in hand. NFL news going on right now, man.
Yeah.
Going over the NFL news, check this out, man. They is spending money in the NFL right now.
I don't know
what's going on, but I'm talking about more money. They just giving away. they giving away millies out this mug.
Yes, sir.
So much so that Jared Goff gets $212 million extension for the Detroit Lions. This goes to show you they believe in Goff. Listen, mm-hmm. man, out of that 212, 170 of that is guaranteed. Guaranteed in my Charles Barkley voice. You dig one? This is the largest deal in franchise history for that 170 milli. The Lions were 12-5. Like, if you're trying to say golf not worth it because, you know, the Rams gave up on them. Look, the Lions were 12-5 last year. Huh? Mm-hmm. No, this ain't the Rams.
This ain't the Rams. It's Detroit.
The Lions were 12-5. They won the NFC North last season by a long shot. And they won their first playoff franchise game in over 30 years before losing to the Super Bowl runner-up 49ers. So the Lions had – they believe in their guy. And I have to give them their props for that. Other people giving out money are the Bucks. The Bucks signed their safety Anton Winfield Jr. He became the highest paid DB ever. Four-year contract worth $84 million, with 45 of that being guaranteed.
Ching-ching.
And then
brother, the please, Chicago Bears, please,
right. The Chicago Bears have said, "Hey, look, Caleb, we believe in you, bro. You are a starter."
Yeah.
Coach Matt Eberflus, is it Eberflus? Eberflus. Yeah, that one word too. Said no conversations. Enough said. This is what it is. He's our starter, and I gotta give him props for that, because that gives that young man confidence, knowing I ain't gotta go in here. This is my job to lose, not my job to, you know, I gotta win it.
All right, golf news. Oh, I want to say one more thing too. You can't be mad at Jared Goff for getting this money, because in the NFL, quarterback gets paid on the point of it's their time.
Yeah.
It's more so than production. Just like the smart man for Atlanta, I forgot his name, they quarterback, they got all this money. He always came up at the perfect time, so he gets paid. Yeah. That's what it is. So whoever the next up going to get paid even more money than Goff. But I will say this about Goff, man. His numbers are identical to Matt Stafford when he won the Super Bowl with the Rams.
Yeah.
He's not trash. He's very good. You know what I'm saying? We just can't get out of our mind how trash he was with the Rams. But, I mean, the numbers don't lie. My man is nice. Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm just saying, like, hey, they showed him the money. And let me tell you something. He don't have competition. We looked at Atlanta for drafting a quarterback the way they did after signing that big deal, after signing my man to that deal. Yeah. That means they don't believe in he's injury prone. For golf, they like, look, man, sky's the limit. We in this dome. We know we got eight games to play in this dome. We know how you play in this dome. Mm-hmm. Yes, we in the NFC North, where you got to go against Chicago. You got to go against Green Bay. And Minnesota, is it, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah, you got to go against these squads, but we believe in you. You were 12-5. Right. We won this division. And we lost against the runner-ups who lost in the Super Bowl. So you got to give them that.
Look at Hagan. Nah, don't golf now. Y'all was hating on him last year. Well, hey, this is new year.
No
doubt.
No, whoa. No, I got receipts. I've said Detroit was the truth last year. I know for a fact I did. Mm-hmm. I was on Detroit. I was on Detroit bandwagon. So, I wasn't hating on golf. Stop that. Yeah. Stop it. Go back and look at last season.
Speaking of golf, let's put an F on. I put an L in front of one of those F's.
Oh.
Let's get some golf news.
Okay. What's popping? Golf news.
No, you said you had some. Oh, you didn't?
No,
okay.
Golf and Jared Goff. I wasn't talking about this, these ones.
Oh, okay. Hey, with that being said, let's get to the soapbox segment.
Soapbox.
This is how you know we are live. All right, man, listen, this is our soapbox segment where me and Rob go back and forth over particular subjects for 2 minutes. We get off what is ever on our mind. As traditional, I always let my brother Rob go first. He normally talks about sports. I normally talk about what's on my mind. Sometimes we flip-flop, but you never know. Sometimes we do the exact same thing. You'll find out when it starts. We have a timer to look like that on a screen, and when it's over, you have a buzzer that sounds a little bit like this right here. As tradition, I always let my brother Rob go first. My brother, is you ready?
I am ready.
Let's go.
What a wonderful time to be a sports fan. Playoffs is here, bro. The playoffs are here. We talking about NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. And if you're paying attention to what's going on, I have to give props to NBA. I got to give props to the NHL. And I have to give props to the WNBA. Because the way they're scheduling everything, where you can watch things, and if you got YouTube TV, and I'm not trying to promote anybody, you can look at the split screen where you're watching NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs.
Yes, sir.
And True TV is covering, and TNT is covering, and ESPN 2, ESPN apps, and
it's on Max.
They're making it, It's sports everywhere. It's on Max, yes. If I'm not mistaken. I think
WNBA
game's
was
on Prime,
was
Prime
on Disney Plus last night.
Disney Plus. There's a game on Prime. They're making it enjoyable for everything. If you are a sports fan, take advantage of it. Because I'm telling you, the best hockey that you can ever watch is NHL playoff hockey. These, if you don't respect hockey, you have to go to a game live, and you'll see how they are going in and out nonstop. This is not take plays off. So my soapbox is the fact that I love playoff time. We're getting geared up for spring training as far as college football. That's getting ready to come around the corner soon. Mm-hmm. We got the NBA draft coming. We got look, man, I'm just excited to be a sports fan right now because I watch it every night. These scores that you see at the bottom, nine times out of ten, I done tuned in to almost every game that's available because when you're in the playoffs, you can watch just about everything. Now, I ain't talking about them MLB scores. Sorry, Eric. I can't do MLB until we get to the playoffs. But right now, it's a beautiful time to be a part, to be a sports fan for NFL. I'm sorry, for NBA and NHL playoffs, and then the WNBA start. They are doing a great job. The new season has started. And as you see, Disney Plus, ESPN, ESPN app, Prime, they're available for everybody. That's my soapbox. I'm just excited to be a sports fan right now.
All right, my soapbox here. Let me start on something that's very popular. Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark debuted last night. She scored 20 points, like Rob said. She was 5 of 15 from the field. 4 of 7 from three-point range.
4-11 from three-point range.
4-11 from three-point range. And she was perfect from the stripe, from the free throw line. I want to talk to – I'm a black man. Rob is a black man. So I'm going to talk to my people for a second. I'm not excluding nobody else. But let me talk. Y'all look at me with your good eye. Can we be happy that someone is lifting the league, although she don't look like us? Can it be okay? Do every time Caitlin Clark do anything that's not good, do we have to give a victory lap? I told you she wasn't going to be good. Game one, she's a rookie. She scored 20 points. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be reality. Yes, they played her. They hit her hard. She still scored 20. She still did what she did in college, dropped 4 threes. The young lady is awesome. She's a great player, right? What I think we have to mature to is not always make everything so black and white. Goodness. You know what most of her team is? Black, which means she's going to have to be all right with black folks because it's black folks all over the place. It's all over the league, and it's a good thing. But it can be that someone that has stardom and celebrity can raise the floor for the league, and it doesn't have to be like, okay, Angel Reese got to be pitted against her, and you know, my girl for Vegas, she, you know, she's getting disrespected. She's not getting disrespected. She's very, very good. Yeah. She's not. She got a shoe too. You know what I'm saying? Can you just enjoy the game? Like, seriously, dog. Like, it's not always that, okay, anytime she stumbles, I want her. Some of y'all really want her to fail because she's light-skinned. I ain't going to say the other word. But y'all really want her to fail only because of that. She's not going to fail. She just ain't. She's good. Accept it. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be good for the whole league, period. You know? And that's our soapbox brought to you by Not The Same Podcast.
Right.
Because we ain't got no sponsor. Yeah, like I said in the background, that was not the same. That was the soapbox segment sponsored by Not The Same Podcast, sponsored also by Our Bank Account. All right, this is our debate feud segment when me and Rob go back and forth over particular subjects for 5 minutes. And you see a timer that look like this. When it's over here, a buzzer that sounds like this. And we dig into all type of subjects. Let's get started with the NBA, man. Our first subject for tonight is, come on, NBA playoff thoughts so far. Let's get started, bro. Which one you want to start with, bro?
Let's start with the big one, man. T-Wolves and Nuggets.
T-Wolves and Nuggets, man. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's time to put some respect on the Nuggets name. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As a whole, and not just Jokic, because everybody, Jokic. It's time to put some respect on their name. This is what champions do. They went down 0-2 at home. Mm-hmm. I even made a whole rant about how Finch, he got the blueprint, I'm admitting to this. Mm-hmm. And what did they do? We champions. We got the blueprint on how to adjust. And then the next thing you know, they showed that veteran poise, because you got to remember, Minnesota is young.
Yes.
When you got vets, vets don't get too high. They don't get too low. They just be like, all right, next game. Same way they got the mentality, next man up, next game, we'll see. And right now, this is intriguing, bro. It's very, very intriguing. And after seeing Carl Anthony Towns, and I said I wasn't going to call him this no more, but the way he walked off the court,
it came limping, back
with his head down, Puppy Poo is back in the building.
He's back. Go ahead, bro. He's back. All right, listen, man, my thoughts on the for the Minnesota, man, number one, Nuggets lead 3-2. This is the thing, man. Minnesota is next up. They are very, very good. They are the best. They are the best of the young teams, including Oklahoma,
opinion. Yep.
They are ahead of them, although Oklahoma's number one. They was all going back and forth the whole season. But Jokic is a different beast. Bro. He's a different beast. Listen, this man scored 47 last night on the Defensive Player of the Year. And everybody praises Rudy. Rudy is one of the best players, three-time Defensive Player of the Year, and he got worked. He was in tomato chested that boy over and over again. Little boy at him. You know what I'm saying? Shots. Caught the ball in the paint and laid it up like he was a little dude. Little dude with him the whole game. Little dude him. They are a problem, man. At the end of the day, Minnesota would be better for this. I don't think Minnesota will win this. I think they may win another game and get to the seven. I don't think there's no hope that they'll win this series because the champs have arrived. That's my point. That's what I think about that. Next one. Let's go
Boston versus Cleveland, brother.
Okay, we're going to go to the East. Boston versus Cleveland. Your thoughts?
I think the Cavs winning the game show Boston, y'all need to stop playing around.
Come on,
Boston
bro.
Hasn't been battle tested. Their whole playoff series have been nothing but scrubs and like even when they played Miami didn't have Jimmy Butler. You know what I mean? And we still came out with a game. And the fact that they let us come out with a game the way they did, and it wasn't just a little game, we beat the sleeves off of them. Cleveland beat the sleeves off of them. When they get battle tested, I think they're going to tuck their tails. You know what I mean? It ain't going to be no more Lucky Charms. You can hang that four-leaf clover up, and you're going back to the crib until somebody step up with some heart, bro.
Yeah, my thoughts on this, I think this series is over, but I agree with you on Boston, man. I think they played with their food way too much. They almost lost that game, the last game, without Donovan Mitchell.
Without Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Without two of their main players, they still almost lost the game because they very unserious. I think they are right now what Cleveland used to be when LeBron was in the East, and they kind of just coasted to the finals every year. That's kind of what they're doing right now. All their competition got hurt and got put out. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If they end up messing around with New York going to fight them. Now, New York may not beat them, but they're going to be in for a fight messing around with New York. I'm serious, man, because New York don't play. But, as for Cleveland, man, I think this is the last you'll see Donovan Mitchell in that jersey. You'll never see him in the jersey again. He ain't going to play tonight, and we ain't going to see him no more because Cleveland going to probably lose tonight. That's what I think about them. All right, Thunder and Mavs, what you think about that one, bro?
Honestly, this is that vet versus young. You know what I mean? I don't know who's going to win this series. I really don't, because it's so up in the air. While everyone, you know, they'll say the Mavs, they only have Luka and Irving. But Luka and Irving, they got Lively. They have Tim Hardaway Jr. who then came back playing. Washington hitting the threes. Yes. Like, they have an all-around squad. Gafford down low that they got from – nobody knew about Gafford because he was up there with the Wizards in no man's land, and nobody knew my man was up there. Like, I didn't even realize Gafford that got traded to the freaking Mavericks. You dig what I mean? But they're here. And SGA showed why he should have been MVP this last game, you know, because, I mean, he just took it to him. But this is a battle of – it's not going to come down to SGA and Luka. It's going to come down to a Dort, a Williams, Shea. Chet. It's going to come down to a Lively. It's going to come down to the other pieces and not the main pieces when it comes to this series.
One thing I think about this series is Luka is playing hurt. He don't do this a lot. He's hurt, but he's also whining a lot. Like, a lot of times he's whining, complaining to the refs, and then they down on the other end scoring. And OKC, I don't think, is better than the Mavs, but they took that game. That last game, the Mavs should have won. They should have been up 3-2, and they came took that. I mean, they should have been up 3-1. But they can, yeah. Give me that. Come on. Give me that. They took some. And one thing I will respect about OKC, I don't like to watch them play, me personally. I don't Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an awesome player. I hate to watch him play. He's most boring. His game is so boring to me, but it's unstoppable. He is the master of the mid-range, and he keeps scoring like that. And he's smooth, and he's just not my favorite. But I respect his game. They're a very good team, and their young stars is very, very good players, man. Chet is – to be so little, he ain't soft at all. Now, he's tiny, but he is not soft at all. And that Jalen Williams guy, his secondary, his number two player, that dude is real nice too as well. That team is going to be good for a while. But I think eventually Luka will toughen up and they'll get serious. And I think Luka got a little bit of that Tatum unseriousness in him too. A little bit of that. Because they should be up 3-1 and they should be wrapping this series up. Not that OKC is bad. I just think they are a little bit better. They should be a little bit better. But I don't know. Okay, but I would not be shocked if OKC win though. You know what I'm saying?
Luka blaming on it.
He'll blame it on the injury or something.
No, but Luka got two bad. His knees, what B plus was good. His knees bleeding. Like Luka legit. That didn't sound right. Anyway,
pause. One word. Pause. All right, man.
He hurt
with his hurt. All right, Pacers Knicks, man. What you think about that? Jesus, what is
I said this. I said this before, man. This reminds me, and we dating ourselves. Mm-hmm. This Pacers Knicks, Patrick Ewing, Starks. You know what I mean? McDaniels. Mm-hmm. Reggie Miller, you know what I mean? Rick Smits. This is that type of series going on, and that's what makes me love this series. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I love watching this game. I don't think the Pacers can do it, and this is the reason why. There is no dog, and I realize
what's
this.
What's up, man?
There is no dog on the Pacers squad.
Yeah.
Halliburton can play, but there's no dog. Let me tell
that's
you
what
something.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Hart is a dog. Brunson is a dog.
DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo.
About that
dog.
Smoke. Smoke. Hey, he was
last
ready.
Last night, let me tell you something. I
put that boy on his back.
The Knicks are a team of one words of all races, generations, creeds, and nationalities. When that boy when that boy did that illegal pick, and Heifenstein went and got in his face Turner's face. And then Burks came and put his hands on that boy's neck.
Play with them. Don't play with them, dog.
This is 90s Knicks. And this is why New York is so excited about it. And this is why if New York does get past this, I'm sorry, V. Your boys are soft. This is like city. This is like city cats versus county cats.
County cats.
And when you get some city cats that finally get there, yeah. Hey, it's gonna be trouble.
And it don't matter what city you in.
It's you know what I'm talking about.
Same story. I will say this, man. Ask yourselves, everybody watching the show, how many of y'all know a white Dante? He different. I'm telling you, I never met a white Dante in my whole life. You met one, bro? I ain't never met a white Dante. And
he don't say he white though, bro. He say he
just like Haberstein. He got like a mixed daddy, so he said he black. And all of a sudden, when that smoke came, oh, yeah, he got some brother in him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and when, then we saw Dante. We saw the Because, read them lips. He said everything but the one word to him. And I think if the cameras wasn't on, what's up, man?
He would
have
said it.
He would have said B-A-N. Right. It was going to come out of his mouth. Listen, Van, man. Stop it, man. We more talented than Nick. That ain't got nothing to do with it. We ain't talking about talent. We talking about dog.
I know you are a Boston fan, and I gave y'all props for beating the Miami Heat. But when it comes to the playoffs, you know, good and well, Hart beats talent every single time. Every single time, Hart is going to beat talent when it comes to these playoffs because it's different. I'm facing you for seven games, best of seven, and if I do this right, the ref's going to be on my side. So now this is what it's going to come down to because we all know this about the playoffs. Who's going to make us the most money? These New York fans is off the chain. I'll tell you, I'll say this right now. If Indiana beats the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics will go to the NBA Finals because that entire series is going to be the Celtics and the refs versus the Pacers. If the Knicks win, then it's going to be the Knicks, the refs versus the Celtics. I'm letting y'all know that now. You better look at NBA history.
I got to put this comment up. B Plus said, when Dante hit that shot in college and winked at the camera, I knew he was one of us. All right, I'm gonna put this up, then we'll move on. Van say this is not the 90s, bro. The game is way more softer than then. Okay, listen, I want to say this though, and it's not even the Van, just by Indiana. I want to say this when you brought up about them not being tough, man. Everybody crown my boy Halliburton as the next star. Remember when he won the in-season championship? That game they won when Nembhard hit that crazy three, you know who had the ball the 10 seconds before that? Halliburton, he threw it over there like a hand grenade. He don't want that smoke in the tense moment, dog. He don't want it. He ain't step up. That basically number three player on their team had to win the game for them. And then this next game, man, where you at, dog? Like, that's what I'm saying. Great players step up. Hey, Anthony Edwards, he about that life. Stepping up.
Yeah.
When he lost, what he say is my fault. Took it like a man.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? He start talking about everybody else, man. Like, Halliburton ain't it, dog. Period. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man, I want everybody to not the same podcast. Van, I'm glad you on here, brother. It was good seeing you today, but I'm about to say we're going to strongly agree to disagree. The Knicks will bring in more dollars going to the NBA Finals than the Boston Celtics, and I'm letting you know now they will let them play the bully ball. And don't let your boy come back. I can't even think of his freaking name right now. OG.
Don't worry about it. He ain't coming.
If he come back the next series.
Yeah.
Hamstrings is different. But I'm letting y'all know now, Big Head Brunson, that boy is getting, he going to headbutt y'all right on through. He doing it now.
All right, next subject. Should current WNBA players feel disrespected by Caitlin Clark hype or embrace it? Should current WNBA players feel disrespected by the Caitlin Clark hype or embrace it? Mr. Davis.
I think they should embrace it, man, because I know Asia Wilson is awesome. We have Skylar Diggins, awesome. Deladon, awesome.
Brianna awesome Stewart. Players out there.
They have been, listen, the comics won, what, four straight when this league's Lisa Leslie, Rebecca Lobo. We've had all these great people, Maya Moore. We've had all these great athletes in the WNBA through the years, and none of them. Even Candace Parker, when she won MVP and Rookie of the Year, none of them has elevated this league to this point. None of them. Matter of fact, they cut franchises. You dig what I'm saying? They're still cutting people now to this day.
They got enough teams. They're number 12
teams. They don't have enough teams. They don't have enough slots. And now they've just, listen, man, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Camilla from LSU, from South Carolina, Cardoza, the young lady out there in LA. These young ladies, the NIL deals have helped the WNBA because these ladies came in as millionaires from NIL deals, and now those NIL deals feel, hey, we got a bigger platform. This, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is the first draft class or the second draft class with the big NIL deals. And it's definitely the first draft class with the biggest NIL deals, with the multi-million dollar deals in State Farm and some of the stuff that like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Embrace it. Stop being bitter old heads. That's just like, you know how cats be, the single cats. That's what I'm talking about. Little Young come in, and now he getting all the gals at the spot. Man, this little young mug. Let that man do what he do. Mind your business. Embrace it. You dig what I'm saying?
It happens.
Go ahead, bro, because I can go on and on about the hating.
Anyway, I think, I think it should be both. Players should feel disrespected, but they should embrace it. And I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but this is what I mean. Feel disrespected and whoop her tail on that court.
That's what they're doing, literally.
Yeah, whoop her tail on the court. Whoop her, make her play defense. Let her lose and all that, because that's what you should do. When you are OG, you don't take no mercy on these young kids. You whoop their tail. Just like you playing outside with your kids, you don't let them win. You don't let them win. You beat me. Don't let you win. No, because you make them strong. You feel what I'm saying? Same way. But in the sense of for the public media, no, embrace it. So you get your bread. You know what I'm saying? But on that court, though, nah, no mercy. Like Diane Taurasi said, oh, no, it's going to be an awakening for her. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be she gonna get woke up out here. And Taurasi dropped 7 threes last night, 41 years old, still shooting that thing. You know, so, yes, I think the players can feel disrespected, but I think publicly they should embrace it. What I mean, feel disrespected on the court and play against her like that. Because if she's great, she ain't going to do nothing but get better, and she's going to get better because I believe she's great. But yeah. As for the media and all that, look at all them commercials. If you watch that, look at all them commercials with women players. And I've never seen this many commercials with WNBA players. They all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And it's all because of this one young lady. And if she was arrogant, I wouldn't support her as much. She's humble. She don't be talking about, I'm it. I'm this. You know, I'm the best.
I'm her.
Listen. Yeah, I'm her. You know, like folks be saying I'm him. Listen to her interviews, man. She about to lead. And look, that team ain't going to win nothing this year. They've been bad for a long time. They're going to need a few more drafts before they get good. But, you know what I'm saying? I think she's going to just raise the status as she already have of the whole league. Go ahead, bro.
I think they could be decent this year, only just speaking about the FIBA, because not just because of her, because they had the number one pick last year from South Carolina, and I can't even think of her name right now. But she's there. She was the unanimous rookie of the year last year. Yeah. And now you get Caitlin this year. So I think they can do something. But as far as the question at hand, embrace it. Like C said, you feel disrespected, go out on the court. Do what Connecticut did. Connecticut last night a couple of times when they put it to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And it's our house.
Oh yeah.
I don't care. Now think about this. This our house. We sold out for the first time since 2008, and we know y'all sold out and y'all came to see this, but don't forget who house this is. And that's what
as
you
they
do.
Should do. As they
that's
should.
That's what you should. Any if y'all came to see her, well, let's shut it down. We gonna let y'all see us and take advantage of that extra attention that's coming to your franchise when Caitlin comes to town.
All right, next subject. Did the NBA swing the Nuggets-Wolves series by not suspending Jamal Murray? Did the NBA swing the Nuggets-Wolves series by not suspending Jamal Murray? Now, here's the background on it before you answer this. So, I'm going to go back to this. Rudy Gobert got fined $75,000 for doing the money sign at the refs. Jamal Murray did the money sign. He threw a heating pad and something else
and
on
a
the
towel,
court.
I believe.
And a towel on the court. He got fined $100,000.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't have been happy fully if they was suspending him, but I would have understood because that's egregious. That should have never happened. I'm sorry, bro. I always let you go first, but I'm just gonna say my thought right quick. I think that was totally egregious that happened. Someone could have seriously got hurt. You know what I'm saying? And them dudes was all the way out of pocket. But the fact that he got to stay, that series swinged from that point. Also, another reason that series swing, when Rudy Gobert didn't play, the Timberwolves kicked the snot out of the Nuggets. When he came back, they all of a sudden got sorry. I'm not the hugest Rudy Gobert fan, but anyway, that's for another story. Go ahead, bro. It's not about him. It's about Jamal right now.
This is what they'll say, because if it was Draymond has history. Mm-hmm. So if y'all want to, we in management, we have a thing called progressive discipline.
Okay.
So you don't just go off the chain for your first offense ever or whatever the case. Yeah, it was egregious as ever, but it was his first offense. Charge him a little bit, keep it going. Plus, it's the playoffs. Plus, what do everybody want to see? You want to see this as a good series because it's right now the best series on paper in the West. Yeah. You got the up-and-coming Anthony Edwards. You got the MVP and Jokic. Mm-hmm. This is the prime series. It happened too early in the second round. But this is the prime series for the West right now. Because next series, if whoever wins this series is going to win the championship. I don't really care what anybody says about that. I truly believe it because they have the guns and dogs on the squad. I don't have a problem with them not – I think the fine was soft. 100K, you get $100K for saying the refs messed up on the calls.
Yeah.
You dig on 50K to 100K, whatever, an ejection and saying, you get 100K off that. I don't think it should have been 100. Like you said, Rudy did this and got 75K. Oh, you want to do the money sign? Yeah, give mm-hmm. me your money. And mm-hmm. I think it was just favoritism because the league would have suffered too much backlash by suspending Jamal Murray right. in this one. Right. Too much.
This is true.
You know, so.
This is true. I think if any other point in the season, though, he would have been suspended. Maybe more.
I believe
games.
It. Maybe.
Any other point in the season. But I do agree with you. They should have fined. That should have been like a $500,000 fine.
Yeah.
For real. Like, because that wasn't just a little bit worse than what Rudy Gobert did. And Rudy got 75. You know what I'm saying? This man just got 100. And that man did the money sign, threw a towel out there, and threw something. And he was throwing it at the ref, too.
Yeah.
Like, which is totally wrong. Like, you get thrown out the game for touching the ref. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about like putting your hand on your back when you talk to him. But if you talk to him, you come aggressively and touch that ref, you thrown out automatically. This man threw two things at the ref. You know, so I think he should have got fined a lot more. But on the other end, as an NBA fan, I would like the players to play it out to see who actually wins. Because the Nuggets would have had an unfair advantage if Jamal Murray is not playing, obviously. But Jamal Murray was stupid. So
I could have won. The Wolves would have had an unfair advantage.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Wolves would have had an unfair advantage. Exactly. Van says Rudy need to have another baby because since he returned, he's been playing like hot toilet.
Yeah.
This is true.
No doubt. I think what they did was right. Now we got mm-hmm. an awesome series.
Right.
Sad enough, it come on so late. I'm looking at the back of my eyelids. This whole series, I've been watching highlights outside of the one that came uh-huh. on the weekend because it comes on just too late at night. I can't handle it. You dig what
not
I mean? With the hours that we have, I think it's mm-hmm. a great series, but it ain't that great. They should have fined him more. I don't think he should have been suspended. Like I said, progressive discipline, when you start looking at history over the years and how this person mm-hmm. acts and mm-hmm. overall, and mm-hmm. then you take the totality of it and go, okay, we're going to assess it for this punishment. But 100K was still soft.
All right. That's the end of that one there. Next subject. Last subject. What's Bronny James' future in the NBA? What's Bronny James' future in the NBA? Mr. Davis.
I think this is to be decided after the combine in summer league, if he decides to stay. What I am hoping that this is Bronny's decision and not his dad's. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is if y'all remember Zaire Wade,
mm-hmm.
his dad was pushing him to be the next him. And mm-hmm. Zaire done been to the G League, African League. I don't know what league the one word in now, but you know, I don't know. Almost said something, but he not in the league. Let's get back to Bronny.
Not at all.
And I'm the pressure of the current modern day GOAT being your dad and you being junior.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the greats don't come from great players. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry came from Dale. Brunson came from, I didn't know the one word father even played
Rick
in the league.
Brunson. Yep.
Yeah, I didn't even know. You know what I mean? We didn't know this. I wasn't like, yo, you see Rick Brunson last night? I didn't see Klay Thompson, dad, when he played in the league. A lot of the people in the league who play, when their sons mm-hmm. come up, outside of Tim Hardaway, mm-hmm. Gary Payton, when their kids get in there, they're better than their dads were. They tend to excel over the pops. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bro.
I think his future in the NBA, high-level Marcus Smart. High-level. Lower level G League player. I think he probably will.
Can you explain on the high-level Marcus Smart?
When I say high-level Marcus Smart, he measured at the combine 6'1.5 without shoes. So with shoes, he'll be about 6'2.5, 6'3. And he has a very, very high, like at the combine, they say all these measurables, right? He has 6'7 wingspan, which is good. He's very athletic, over 40-inch vertical.
Vertical is out the gym.
He can shoot good. So he has the body made for good defense. So Marcus Smart is like that same build. Marcus Smart seems bigger than what he is because he has long arms, but he's only 6'3". You see what I'm saying? So high level, he don't have the height and the scoring aggressiveness to be like his dad. Like, his dad took a long time. Now, one thing I will salute about Bronny, yesterday was the first time I ever heard him talk. Ever. Because LeBron has protected him the whole time. He didn't talk in college. Never talked. He acquitted himself pretty well. You know what I'm saying? He said, when he named players he wanted to be like, he didn't name no superstar. He said somebody like White for Boston. You know what I'm saying? These short guards that can score a little bit. He came all along there. So that's what I respect about him. And LeBron is not even there. LeBron was at Cleveland. You know, I don't know if he's there tonight, but he's not even at the camp. It's separated. He letting his man Maverick handle him, you know, because that's his representation. I think his future, the best future for him, what I would hope, the Lakers do not draft him and he don't be with his dad. He need to go somewhere, some small, and be in the G League. He's going to get a lot of attention because he's LeBron James' son. Get better, and then he'll get pulled up. There's nothing shameful about being in G League. There's plenty of players that's been all-stars from the G League. This is common now. You know what I'm saying? He is not his dad. And if he keeps that in his head and they treat him not like his dad, I think he could be all right. But from hearing one interview, he seemed pretty level-headed, which is shocking. He didn't come off arrogant at all. You know, he came off like, yo, this is what I think I could be. This is the comp for me, because he don't have his dad height. He's average height guy. He's average NBA height guy, and he's not really a point guard, but he got a point guard body. So that's why I said something like Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart, not really a point guard. He can play it, but he's more of a defender. He's kind of like a shorter Tony Allen, Marcus Smart.
Right.
That can shoot better. You know, same type of player. Go ahead, bro.
I wouldn't mind, and Hagan's probably going to say no, but I wouldn't mind him going to Miami, because Miami knows how to develop players. You know, he has to go to a franchise where they know how to develop players. Mm-hmm. Players come up, and then when they come out, we looking like, dang, where he come from?
Where they come from?
What's this? You know what I mean?
Gabe Vincent, all these people
that went on and got money from Miami. I just think Miami would be a good fit for him as far as developmental wise. Like, they'll develop him. Spoelstra is an excellent coach. And, you know, I think Bronny will be okay. I feel like he'll be an average player in the NBA.
He won't be no superstar.
No, he'll be an average player in the NBA, and I'll give him a longevity of what, 6 to 7 years? What up, Tony?
So Dyson asked, what you think about the Spurs?
I think the Spurs just lucked up. I think they have the fourth and eighth pick coming up.
Yep.
And if they are smart, you get somebody to put who's going to know how to run your offense. Because right now they don't have any type of they don't have any type of true point guard, in my opinion. And right now they're going for guards. You know, that dude with the hair, the the different color. I can't think of his name. Go sit down, because you're not it. You know, you're not it. They need to find somebody they can groom with that fourth pick, and then with the eighth pick, C is real big with wings. I think they have enough wings, but if you can get a shooting guard, small forward to go along with Wemby, then you can start your future. This draft is going to determine what this franchise is going to do with Wemby. Otherwise, when Wemby's contract is over, my man's going to a big market, and he's out of San Antonio.
My thoughts on the Spurs, we don't normally do this, but Dyson, we like you, so we're going to do it.
Now,
my thoughts on the Spurs is this, man, is – I believe they had the third and eighth pick. I might be wrong, but I know one of them is the eighth, and some they got two picks in the top 10. So what I think they should do is pick one player and trade the other pick and get a vet. That's what I think they should do. Wemby is good enough to win now. Don't wait.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
Wemby, in my opinion, should have won Defensive Player of the Year this year. He is that good. And the only reason they're losing, because they basically – strategically lost, not because they had to lose. You know, he was on minutes restrictions. He didn't have to be on no minutes restriction. He's already awesome. So I would say get draft one player that seems like they may have a future. One of these, like Rob was saying, one of these switchable wings. You know what I'm saying? The big wings, 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", that can shoot, pass, dribble, shoot, plays good defense, high energy. Caldwell, as Rob used to say, type player though. That's very useful in the NBA. That has multi-functions. and then go draft some. I mean, and then go trade for somebody. A solid vet. A solid vet that's good.
I actually like that idea, bro. Mm-hmm. I actually like bringing a vet in. Bringing a vet in to for them other clowns who like to shoot the ball and want to be mm-hmm. seen because they know they mm-hmm. being watched because of Wimby. Bring a vet mm-hmm. in to shut all of it down. But it has to be a respectable vet, though.
Gotta be. And get the winning now. You know what I'm saying? Get the losing culture out of your mind. I understand, you know, you want to build through the draft and take your time. Nah, dog. When you got a superstar, you can't waste years. You can't waste years because when you got a superstar in a small market, I don't care how homely they are or how humble they are, when they get in America, that big market is calling if you don't do right by them. And you got basically 6 years. Normally they sign they second contract to stay there because you can offer them the most money. So you got 7 to 8 years to handle your business. But why don't you just go on to win now? Spurs can do it. They got smart enough ownership and GM people in place, so they should just go on and do that now. They shouldn't wait. And I am a person that is in their division. I love the Memphis Grizzlies with it in their division, and I don't want them to be good yet, but that is an honest opinion about the Spurs. Right. I want them to suck for a few more years where I can try to get mine in right quick before Wimby get his before he fully blossom. You know what I'm saying? Because once he fully blossom, he is going to be a problem, 100% problem. He's already a problem. People already be scared to even drive with him around. You know what I'm saying? Right. This dude is doing sham gods in the game at 7'5"?
Yeah, throwing it literally off the doing sham god,
throwing off the back. But this dude is ridiculous.
He a freak, bro. That's Man. Why his logo an alien. Let's get to this one word of the day.
All right. This one word. No. Of the day. Quadruple a million entendre. All right, man. Right, one right. word of the day is Paul Pierce. You know why we want to call Paul Pierce the one word? Because he's literally said the one word on TV, live Fox. TV on live. Fox. Now, if you have children around, plug their ears right now. It's not a cuss word, but it is what the one word means. This is the one time we'll tell you exactly what the one word is. Watch this video. We're going to play it in just a second. Here we pushing the wrong thing, my bad.
Paul Pierce, bro.
This one word.
It went downhill ever since he had the strippers on live.
This is true. Hold on one second.
Y'all don't want to play for us?
Nah, just talk to the people, brother.
Hey, look. So after Paul Pierce did this, of course, Cameron and Mace. Brought him on It Is What It Is podcast and told him, look, you can say it all day long over here and you ain't going to get fired.
All right, here we go. I got it, bro.
So,
look at this. Look at this, Nicky Key. DeVincenzo was averaging 29 points per game, 50% from the field, first three games. Look at it. Look at this. Look at this, Nicky Key. DeVincenzo was averaging.
This dude. This dude on live TV. Did y'all see Skip the way Skip was looking? This man forgot he was on national TV. National TV. You know what I'm saying? He ain't do it like, he didn't do it like, you know, Stephen A. Smith has said it a few times. And he'll say, excuse me, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And just keep on going. But no, he just talking like he just in the street. This one word.
Hey, he started like, look. Look at him. See, that's me and you talking.
Yes. When the camera ain't rolling.
Yeah. That's
live and direct.
And Skip looking like, are you serious right now?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. So
we let you get back on national TV. And then as soon as you get your butt back on national TV, right back at it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That boy ain't been the same. He had a blossoming career at ESPN, but Lord.
Yeah, Pierce don't have Smith clout, but hey, Stephen A. Smith know how to play his all. Like Stephen A. Smith is saying so fast and quick and keep going, and he'd be like, "Did he just say?" You never know.
You never know.
Denzel Washington did it before, and he played it off and kept it. Uh-huh. Nobody ever knew, but because Paul Pierce has this special
I don't
bus
care attitude,
speech,
short bus,
he stuttered it out. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I literally only see Skip when there's a blooper. I only see Skip is what I meant to say.
Hey, shout out to Paul Pierce for being the true one word, man. You is the one word wherever you go, and this is why you are the one word of the day.
D says he forgot where he was. He did.
Dude, he forgot man. Skip was sitting there. He was talking strictly to Keyshawn Johnson. Because Keyshawn Johnson is a professional one word.
He is a one word
to the fullest.
Professional.
And for them, both Keyshawn and Paul Pierce was fired by ESPN. They did some budget cuts, and now they over at Fox. And Pierce probably ain't going to be at Fox much longer.
Is Pierce a regular or was he just a guest? I thought he was just a guest that day.
I think they you know how they do the trial, how they're doing UD. You know what I mean? Hey,
UD doing a good job, man.
UD doing a good job, but you make too much money for your lips to be looking like Pookie every time you come home. I'm like, bro, where you come with the Pookie lips? You've been on the sidelines playing ball 20 years. And you didn't get that right connection. I don't know, man.
That boy look like he from Dade County for real.
You ain't lying, bro. Just be calling me. Is it the basketball or the? I don't know. What's calling you? Your bottom lip saying. Come on,
boy,
UD.
Pookie. Hey,
UD, you about to be you Pook. Come on, man. Let's wrap it up.
All right, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever thought I really enjoy what these guys are doing with this podcast? How can I help support them? How can I be a blessing to them? Look, man, hit that like, subscribe, and notification button. If you haven't hit the like button on this show tonight, please do us a favor. Hit the like button. If you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button right now. If you've already subscribed, one word, don't hit it again. Look at these. See? Yeah, you thought I was going to say it. Hit the subscribe button. That's all we're saying. Hit that notification button. Also, the way you can support us, these comments, man, we appreciate y'all sliding through. Our sneaker peekers who don't never say anything, we appreciate y'all.
Appreciate
the rebroadcasters. Hey, keep sneaking and peeking. We appreciate it because you know what I'm saying? We know you support and you just quiet. You may be, you know, a silent partner. And we appreciate that too.
We
also appreciate the folks who broadcast us and catch the rebroadcast on our streaming services, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, wherever you get your streaming services. We thank y'all for tuning in every Wednesday and checking these replays out. If you want to sow a seed, not the same podcast, at Cash Sign on the on your Cash App. Not the same podcast. Make sure you put the cash sign first. And those are the ways you can support the Not the Same podcast, man. Like, we really do appreciate it.
And you sneaker peekers, you don't have to say nothing, but you can always get into that Cash App. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't be no stranger there. But nah, man, salute to anybody who always give to us, man. Special shout out to our sister D. She been a great support. But and everybody else who has given to us, man, we appreciate it. Trust me, we can't do it without you. We can't do it without you, and we appreciate your support to keep this podcast being authentic and real, man. And I want to salute. Today we got a note. We ain't got up to 30,000 views on our podcast,
man.
And I want to salute the hard work of my brother Rob and us. And we put the content together. We salute y'all for helping us with these comments, man. And, we said from the beginning, we ain't buying views. We're not buying streams. We're not buying likes. We're going to do it organically. So it may take a little bit longer than other people that seem to skyrocket up. Because I'm not gonna say everybody skyrocket up does that, but a lot of people do that.
Yeah, we're not getting bot likes.
Yeah,
we're not getting bots of thoughts. We're getting really organically.
Everybody in these comments are real people. Most of you I've seen in real life.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. You are not bots. So we really really appreciate that, man. Tomorrow night, make sure you slide back through for our Music and Faith show, man. We're gonna have some new videos. I just saw a new video I'm going to put out for Eshawn Burgundy. We're going to have other videos that we should check that you may listen to. A lot of times we may have not just CHH, but positive hip-hop with no cursing. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you tune in for that if you enjoy those type of things and some very, very dope topics.
Yeah, we got a good one tomorrow, y'all. We got a very good topic.
Yeah, so make sure you tune in for that. With that being said, man, I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean.
We out, man. We see y'all tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Flexing.
so we flexible. Gave us the